हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः ॐ मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the title Sankhya Yoga, we have covered the verses presenting two important topics of Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga. Now we are seeing the portion where Shankara Bhagavatpada is talking about a wise person. He presents the teaching as definition of a jnani, and by way of talking about a jnani, he is a jnani, is the one who has absolute mastery over his mind. And such a jnani, why he said to be absolute mastery over the mind? Because it is not easy to have absolute mastery over the mind. One has to have mastery over the mind to have the ascertained vision. One must have ascertained vision to have the absolute mastery over the mind. Which will happen first? Isn't it? That is why it was said actually, even a vipaschit, even a person of clear understanding, even after having gone through Shravanam and Mananam, still the clear understanding also, one may find it difficult to assimilate, one may find it and enjoy the benefit of the knowledge if he does not have mastery over his mind. Which means having the mastery over the mind means having mastery over one's sense organs also. And he, Jnani, is the one who has such a person repeatedly practices this contemplation with the Vairagyam and Abhyasaha. Repeated Shravanam. Who is the one who attains Prasadaha? Ragadvesha Vyuktaihi Atma Vashyaihi Indriyaihi Charan Vishayan Indriyaihi Ragadvesha Vyuktaihi Atma Vashyaihi Indriyaihi Vishayan Charan Vidheyatma Prasadam Adhigachyati. Then a result of the prasada, prasade sarvadukkanam hanihi asya upajayate, prasanna chetasaha buddhihi hi ashu parivatishthate. We saw 65 verses. Okay, 66 verses today. Okay. Nasti buddhira yuktasya न चायुक्तस्य भावना न चाभावयतः शान्तिः अशान्तस्य कुतः सुखम् दिस् वर्स् इस् इण्ट्रोड्यूस्ड् बै शङ्कराचार्य हियर् इन् द प्रीवियस् वर्स् वी हव् सीन् प्रसन्नचेतसः अवस्थितबुद्धेः कृतकृत्यता दि सेन्स् आफ् अकाम्प्लिश्मेण्ट् The accomplishment of the absolute goal is possible only for a person whose knowledge abides in one's own self. As a result of having absolute tranquility, prasanna chetasaha eva buddhehe avasthitihi, buddhehe paryavasthanam, only for him kritakrityata is possible. Because ragadvesha vyuktaihi indriyaihi ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿರುದ್ಧೇಶು ಅವರ್ಜನೀಯೇಶು ಯುಕ್ತ ಸಮಾಚರೇತ್ ಇತಿ ವಾಕ್ಯಾರ್ಥ. ಸೊ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್ ಇನ್ ಟೇಕ್ ದಿ ಅಟೆನ್ಷನ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ, ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಅಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್. ಮೀನ್ ಒನ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಪೇ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಅಟೆನ್ಷನ್ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹೌ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿತ್ಡ್ರಾ ಅಟೆನ್ಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅನ್ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ವಾಟ್? ಪ್ರಸನ್ನತ. ಪ್ರಸನ್ನತ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಟ್ರಾಂಕ್ವಿಲಿಟಿ. ಪ್ರಸನ್ನತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಟ್ರಾಂಕ್ವಿಲಿಟಿ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್. ಟ್ರಾಂಕ್ವಿಲಿಟಿ ಈಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇಫ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ರಾಗದ್ವೇಷಸ್. ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ರಾಗದ್ವೇಷಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇಫ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಪ್ಯಾಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಓಕೆ, ನೌ ಸಾ ಇಯಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನತಾ ಸ್ತೂಯತೆ. ಸ್ತೂಯತೆ, ನೋ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ತು ಧಾತು, ವರ್ಬ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ತೌತಿ. ಸ್ತೌತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಸಸ್, ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಕಾಂಜುಗೇಷನ್ ವರ್ಬ್ ಸ್ತೌತಿ. ಸ್ತು ಇಸ್ ದ ಧಾತು, ವರ್ಬ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ತೌತಿ. ಸ್ತೌತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಸಸ್, ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ತುತಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ನೌನ್, ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್, ಪ್ರೇಸ್. ಸ್ತು ಧಾತು, ಸ್ತೌತಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವರ್ಬ್, ಸ್ತುತಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ನೌನ್. ಸ್ತೌತಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವರ್ಬ್, ಸ್ತುತಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ನೌನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ತೌತಿ ಪ್ಯಾಸಿವ್ ವರ್ಬ್, ಸ್ತೂಯತೆ. ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಃ, ಭಕ್ತಃ ಭಗವಂತಂ ಸ್ತೌತಿ. ಅ ಡೆವೋಟಿ ಪ್ರೇಸಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಭಕ್ತೇನ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸ್ತೂಯತೆ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಅ ಡೆವೋಟಿ, ಇಸ್ಂಟ್ ಇಟ್? ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸ್ತೂಯತೆ. ಪ್ರಸನ್ನತಾ ಸ್ತೂಯತೆ. ಸೊ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಟ್ರಾಂಕ್ವಿಲಿಟಿ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ಡ್. ಸಿ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಟ್ರಾಂಕ್ವಿಲಿಟಿ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ಲಾರಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ವಿಷನ್. ಡೋಂಟ್ ಸೇ ದಟ್, ಓಕೆ? ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಟ್ರಾಂಕ್ವಿಲಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಇಂಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ದಿ ಕ್ಲಾರಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ವಿಷನ್. ಸಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೋಜರ್ ಟು ದಿ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್, ವೆನ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಲಿವ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಿಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ and repeatedly a person has viveka vairagyam, if a person has viveka, a discriminative understanding, it is atma alone can give me happiness. Atma is the only source of happiness. Atma is the only source of security, because atma alone is real. Atma alone has independent existence, and apart from this atma, anything else is there, it is as though it is not real. It is as well as non-existent. A non-existent, as though existent, as though real, seemingly real, non-substantial world, picture world, cannot be a source of security and happiness. It is this understanding helps one shift attention from the anatma to atma, and then this understanding helps one have vairagyam, dispassion towards everything else in the world. No raga, no dvesha. Only when a person who becomes free from raga and dvesha, then he can be called a person of dispassion. The dispassion is there, dependence also becomes shifted from the world to Bhagavan, world to one's knowledge, one's own swarupam. Then there's a vairagyam. Vairagyam, there is a nissangaha, isn't it? Detachment also. If vairagyam is there, detachment is there, dispassion and detachment are there, ragadvesha is being not there, my God, then what is there is tranquility, serenity born of the clarity of vision. One can entertain tranquility, serenity, as a result of clarity of understanding. of having vairagyam and asangata, detachment and dispassion. So sa iyam prasannata stuyate, one prasannata is there, tranquility is there, only then knowledge becomes firm. Atma, mind can abide in its own swarupam, the atma, which is assimilation is possible. Therefore, prasannata is praised. Why prasannata is praised? If prasannata is there, self-abidance is possible. In self-abidance, there is freedom. Therefore, yam prasannata stuyate, sayam prasannata, that tranquility, which is possible only in the wake of detachment and dispassion, that is glorified here. How? Nasti buddhira yuktasya nacha yuktasya bhavana nacha bhavayata shantihi ashantasya kutasukham. Nasti buddhira yuktasya nacha yuktasya bhavana nacha bhavayata shantihi ashantasya kutasukham. See, ayuktasya buddhihi nasti. Now, who is ayuktaha? Ayuktaha means one who does not have mastery over his mind and sense organs is ayuktaha. If a person does not have mastery over his mind and sense organs, he is a slave of his mind and sense organs. If a person is a slave of his mind and sense organs, then his actions will be governed by his own personal likes and dislikes. His actions will not be governed by dharma. If a person's actions are not governed by dharma, then what he knows as right and wrong will be different from what he speaks, and what he speaks will be different from what he does. So thought, word and deed will not be in alignment. If the thought, word and deed will not be identical, will not be alignment, he is a split personality. In Swamiji's language, a split personality. He's a disintegrated minded. A disintegrated minded person is a ayuktaha. So yuktaha, ayuktaha. Yuktaha is a participle of yogi, isn't it? We say yogi, you're a spiritual aspirant who lives a clean life of dharma, follows the way of life ordained by the shastram, is a yogi. He can be a karma yogi, he can be upasana yogi, he can be a jnana yogi, doesn't matter. A person with a purusharth nischayaha, the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam for moksha, one who follows the way of life enjoined by the shastram, lives his life strictly life of dharma, then he must be either a karma yogi, or he may be a person who is given to the discipline of meditation, or he can be a person of given to the discipline of jnana yoga. Jnana yogi or karma yogi. Otherwise, achapadshi is a yogi, is a yuktaha. But here, ayuktaha. Please remember, ayuktaha is the disintegrated minded. The person of disintegrity is the one whose thought, word and deed will not be in alignment. Why? What he does is different from what he says is different from what he knows, what he thinks. This absence of alignment is because he is not committed to dharma. He goes against dharma. He goes against dharma because his actions are governed by his personal likes and dislikes, not by his knowledge of right and wrong. Dharma, knowledge of right and wrong, which he has, he does not govern his activities. His actions are governed by his personal likes and dislikes. Which means he abuses his will. Because he has no master over his mind and sense organs. He's a slave of his mind and sense organs. Okay? Such a person, ayuktaha. Ayuktasa buddhi nasti. For a person of disintegration, buddhi nasti means what? It is not knowledge of the nature of the self is not posnos there. Knowledge of the swarupa of the atma is not possible. Does not happen. Ayuktasya bhavana nasti. Na. Ayuktasya bhavana nasti. Here bhavana means dwelling upon one's own essential nature. He does not even have the knowledge of this nature of the self. Where is the question of dwelling upon the nature of the self? So buddhihi means here atma swarupa jnanam is buddhihi here. Atma swarupa jnanam nasti ayuktasya. Therefore, jnanam eva nasti, katam jnanam possible. Jnanam presupposes knowledge, isn't it? If a person has to dwell upon one's own swarupam, one must have jnanam first. Jnanam itself is not possible for a restless, agitated person, ayuktaha. And for him, therefore, contemplation upon one's own swarupam also is not there, not possible. Ayuktasya bhavana nasti. Bhavana here means Atma Swarupa Dhyanam is also not possible. Abhavayataha. And for a person who is not contemplative, who cannot be meditative, contemplative upon one's own essential nature, for him, Shantihi Nasti. Tranquility is not possible. See, if you want really everlasting tranquility, you must be contemplative upon your own swarupam. Once you become ascertained, then shanti will be your nature. So mental peace, mental serenity, mental tranquility is possible only if a person dwells upon one's own nature being a swarupam, one's own nature. Thereby, one resolves wrong notions about the self, then peace is possible. Shantihi is possible. So abhavyataha, for a person who cannot be contemplative, who cannot dwell upon his own swarupam, naturally tranquility is not possible. Shantihi nasti. Ashantasya, for the non-tranquil minded, for non-serene minded, for a restless, agitated minded, sukham is not possible. Happiness is not possible. Understand? Because abundance in Atma is not possible. Because sukham also is not possible. Happiness is in self-abundance. That is not possible. Is it clear? That is why what is superior here? Prasannata is very, very important. Mental tranquility is very important. The tranquility you cannot buy in a shop. A kilo. 2 kilos, 3 kilos. Buy and keep it, store in a fridge. No. Tranquility is Bhagavan's grace you need. Without Bhagavan's grace, you can never have tranquility. Mana amidi. Isn't it? The tranquility is possible only if there's a clarity of understanding. What is the... You have to withdraw your mind is possible. The possible only when there is no ragadveshas. Ragadvishas will not be there only if it's understanding that nothing in the world is source of happiness. Nothing in the world is a spawn for my unhappiness because there's no such called world which is really there. It's all mithya. Understand? Therefore, so understanding born tranquility is important for one to know the truth, to have Atma Swarupa Jnanam, to dwell upon the Jnanam, to have, okay, therefore, And for a person who just who cannot develop on his swarupam, he cannot be absolutely peaceful. There is no happiness for such a person. Got it? Okay. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Ayuktasya buddhihi nasti. Ayuktasya bhavanacha nasti. Abhavayataha shantihi nasti. Ashantasya sukham nasti eva. Ashantasya kutaha sukham. Where will the sukham happiness come to this person who is always restless? Okay. Na, that's why. Na asti. Bhasha, very simple bhasham here. Na asti. Na vidyate. Very nice. Vidyate asti. Na vidyate nasti. Na bhavati ityartha. Nasti means what? Na vidyate. Is not there. Is not, does not happen ityartha. Buddhihi. What is buddhihi? So Shankaracharya explains the word buddhihi. Atma swarupa vishaya buddhihi. Buddhihi means atma swarupa vishaya buddhihi. The thought pertaining to the nature of the reality atma is what? Knowledge atma swarupa jnanam. Isn't it? See, atma swarupa vishaya buddhihi means the thoughts pertaining to the nature of the self cannot be there. So, atma swarupa jnanam is not possible. Ayuktasya. Ayuktasya means what? Asamahita antahkaranasya. Very nice. Ayuktaha is equal to samahita antahkaranaha. Samahita antahkaranaha is equal to yuktaha. Ayuktaha is equal to asamahita antahkaranaha. Asamahita antahkaranaha means what? Samahita means resolved, quietened mind. Calmed mind. Asamahita antahkaranam na samahitam yasya. Saha asamahita antahkaranam. The person whose mind has not yet been disciplined, quietened. Asamahita antahkaranaha. Asamahita antahkaranaha means ayuktaha, the one yasya chintanam vak karma na samam. The person whose thinking, whose oral activity, whose speech and physical action are not integrated, not in alignment. So asamahita antahkarana na samahitam antahkaranam yasya. So asamahita antahkarana, he is ayuktaha. Asamahita antahkaranasya ayuktasya bhavana. Bhavana nasti means what? Atmajnana abhiniveshaha. Very nice. Atmajnana abhiniveshaha. Atmajnana abhiniveshaha means what? Placing the attention in one's own swarupam for ascertainment is atmajnana abhiniveshaha. Bhavana ityukte kaha arthaha. Bhavana ityukte atmajnana abhiniveshaha. Abhiniveshaha in this context means placing the attention of the mind in one's own swarupam. Continuously placing the attention of the mind in one's own swarupam, atma swarupam, is atmajnana abhiniveshaha. Atmajnana abhiniveshaha means what? Placing constantly, continuously, inserting the thought in one's own swarupam. Inserting the attention in one's own swarupam, place attention in one's own swarupam is Atmajnana Abhiniveshaha. What does it mean? Simple word, Nididhyasana. Inserting the attention in one's own swarupam repeatedly, constantly is Atmajnana Abhiniveshaha. Otherwise, it will be what? Nididhyasana. What does it mean? Nididhyasana means what? Constant, continuous flow of similar thoughts pertaining to the Atma. What is Nididhyasana? Vijatiya Anantarita Sajat Vijatiya Vritti Anantarita Sajatiya Vritti Pravahaha. Vijatiya Vritti Anantarita Sajatiya Vritti Pravahaha. Only thoughts pertaining to the Atma Sarupa alone continuously must be there. The thoughts pertaining to anything other than the Atma should not be there. That is Vijatiya Anantarita Sajatiya Vritti Pravahaha. That's what is said to be what? Atma Jnana Abhiniveshaha. Sajatiya Atma Swarupa Sambandhi Vritti Pravahaha. Simple word is what? Nididhyasana. Okay. So Abhavayataha Shantihi Nasti. Atmajnana Abhinivesham Akurvataha. Atmajnana Abhinivesham Akurvataha Shantihi. Upashamaha Nasti. Shanti. Resolving the mind. Thereby, resolving the mind means without the avoidance of disturbance in the form of raga dveshas. Thereby, tranquility, serenity of the mind is not possible for a person who is not doing the insertion of this thought, attention in Atma Swarupam. The non-contemplative person cannot be peaceful. That's the meaning. Okay. Tatha Abhavayataha Atmajnana Abhinivesham Akurvataha Shantihi Upashamaha Nasti. Upashamaha means what? Uparamaha. Paramaha means what? Withdrawal of the quiet, the serenity is not possible. Now, Ashantasya Kutaha Sukham. For a non-tranquil minded, how can there be happiness? There cannot be happiness. Indriyanam hi vishaya seva trishnataha nivrittihi ya tat sukham. Beautiful. What is sukham? Learn from Shankaracharya's commentary here. Sukham ityukte kim? Ashantasya sukham nasti, we understand. Sukham ityukte kim? What is sukham? Shankara gives a beautiful definition. Sukham means what? Indriyanam hi vishaya seva trishnataha nivrittihi ya tat sukham. Tat sukham, that is sukham. What is sukham? That alone is sukham. Nivrittihi, withdrawal. Withdrawal of thoughts. From fulfilling the thirst for sense objects of the sense organs. Indriyanam hi vishaya seva trishna taha nivrittihi ya tat sukham. So sukham is what? Exalted happiness, real happiness is sukham. What is real happiness? Non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, permanent, real happiness is sukham. That real happiness is in what? Nivrittihi. Nivrittihi means what? Withdrawing, withdrawal. Withdrawal of what? So real happiness is that which is there as a result of withdrawing the sense organs from sense objects. So Vishya Seva Trishna. Vishya Seva means what? Thirst. Trishna means thirst. Thirst for the enjoyment of sense objects. Withdrawal of sense organs from the thirst for the enjoyment of sense objects. So real happiness is nothing but withdrawal of having the sense organs withdrawn from the thirst for the enjoyment of sense objects. So being free from the craving for the enjoyment of sense objects, being free from the craving for the pleasure of enjoyment of sense objects is what? Really sukham. If there's no craving for pleasure, there is sukham. There is no thirst for pleasure. Then there's no thirst for craving for the pleasure born of the enjoyment of sense objects is what? Sukham. As long as craving for the enjoyment of pleasures is there, attention will be going after the sense organs to the sense objects, and there'll be only will be enjoying time-bound pleasures continuously. And when the pleasures are available, there'll be pain also. So one will be subject to what? Pairs of opposites, experience of pairs of opposites. One will have raga-dveshas. One cannot be peaceful. One will be restless, one will be agitated, one will be disturbed. Therefore, the real sukham is nothing but total withdrawal of sense organs and sense objects, being free from the craving for the enjoyment of the pleasures. What is what? Very beautiful word this is. Vishya seva trishnataha nivruttihi ya nivruttihi tat sukham. That sukham is not possible for a person who is ashantaha. So na vishya vishaya trishna. Vishya vishaya trishna. The craving for the enjoyment of object itself is what? Dukkham. Dukkameva hi sa. Vishaya vishaya trishna. Dukkameva hi sa. Vishya vishaya trishna means what? Craving for the enjoyment of sensory pleasures is dukkameva. The trishna yaha vishyaha pleasure. And the pleasure is born of vishyaha objects. So sense object born, a sense object demanded, expected pleasure is vishya vishya trishna. So craving for the pleasure born of sense, enjoyment of sense objects is vishya vishya trishna. And that pleasure is what? Dukkameva. craving for the enjoyment of pleasures, one of enjoyment of objects is dukkham only. So, what is the teaching here? Ashantasya kutaha sukham vishya seva trishnataha ya indriyanam nivritti tat sukham. Vishya vishya trishna na sukham bhavati. So, trishna hi dukkham eva. Such craving for the enjoyment of pleasures, enjoyment of objects is what now? Pain only, it is not pleasure. It's not happiness. Na trishnayam satyam sukhasya gandhamatramapi upapadyate ityartaha. Trishnayam satyam, when there is craving for the enjoyment of objects and the craving for the pleasure of enjoying the enjoyment of objects, trishnayam satyam, when there is trishna, when is craving for the enjoyment of pleasures, sukhasya gandha matram apina upapadyate. It is not at all possible for sukham to be there even to smell. Gandha matram api, even to, you know, they will not be even least of sukham. Where there is craving, there cannot be sukham at all. Sa trishna dukkham eva. What does it mean? That such craving, such thirst for enjoyment of pleasures is pain only. Okay. Na trishnayam satyam sukhasya gandha matram api upapadyate. It is not possible at all for sukham to be there, even little of sukham to be there, when there is craving, when there is thirst for enjoyment of pleasures. Now, ayuktasya, that is 66th karika, sorry, 66th verse is over. No, karika comes to my mind all the time. 66th verse is over. Finished? Okay. Now, almost the same teaching comes here and there. 67th verse. Indriya. Okay, now, Shankaracharya introduces the following verse. Ayuktasya buddhihi kasmat nasti iti uchyate. Ayuktasya buddhihi kasmat nasti iti uchyate. In the 67th verse, it is made very clear by Krishna. It is said by Krishna why knowledge of the swarup of the atma is not possible for a person who does not have integrity. A disintegrated minded, a person who lacks integrity cannot have self-knowledge. Atma Swarupa Jnanam. Buddhihi here means what already I told you. Atma Swarupa Jnanam, Atma Jnana Abhinivesha, etc. is not possible for a person who does not have mastery over his mind and sense organs. That is said why? It is explained in the following verse. Indriyanam hi charatam yanmanonu vidhiyate. Indriyanam hi charatam yanmanonu vidhiyate. Tadasya harati prajnam vayurnavamivambhasi. Indriyanam hi charatam yanmanonu vidhiyate. Tadasya harati prajnam vayurnavamivambhasi. So, yan manaha, mean what? Yad manaha, because sandhi here, isn't it? yad manaha becomes yan manaha because of the sandhi. Okay. Yad manaha means the mind which, that mind which yad manaha anuvidhiyate. Yad manaha anuvidhiyate. Anuvidhanam. See, vidadhati. Okay, vidadhati means what? Means wanders. Anuvidhiyate means the mind which wanders. Wanders means what? Goes after. Goes after what? In charatam indriyanam. So that mind which functions in keeping with the movement of the sense organs. Charatam indriyanam yan manaha anuvidhiyate. What does it mean? The mind, it's not a disciplined mind. There is no mastery over the mind. Which means mind just goes, whatever the sense organs perceive, the mind goes after the sense objects reported by the sense organs. Charata, sense organs are supposed to be moving all the time towards the sense objects. Sense organs will be moving towards the sense objects. They were reporting also. But the mind must be, mind should not go after the sense objects. Isn't it? But what happens? The mastery is not there. The mind follows, goes after, wanders after the sense organs. So goes towards the sense objects. Therefore, charatam indriyanam yadmanaha anuvidhiyate tadmanaha. What does it do? That mind asya pragyam harati. That mind drags, pulls the prajna. Just now I told in the class, prajna means here discriminative knowledge. That mind drags, pulls away the discriminative knowledge of the person. Like what? Katam navam vayuhu iva. Just iva means yatha. Yatha vayuhu navam harati. Tatha vayuhu navam iva harati. Just as wind drags, pulls, the distracts the ship on the waters. So also that mind, the disintegrated mind, indisciplined mind, which goes after the sense, wanders after the sense organs towards the sense objects, drags the one's discriminative understanding like the wind distracts the ship on the waters. This is the literal meaning of the verse. Charatam indriyanam yad manaha. So, what is the prose order here? Indriyanam hi charatam. Charatam indriyanam yad manaha anividhiyate tad manaha asya pragyam ambasi navam vayuhu. Ambasi navam vayuhu iva harati. Okay. What's the meaning here? So Bhagavan says, Indriyanam hi yasmat charatam. Charatam means what? Swa-swa vishayeshu pravartamananam. The sense eyes will go towards the forms, colors, light, all the shapes. Ears will go towards the sounds. Nose will go towards the smells. Tongue will go towards the tastes. skin will be after the heat and cold, etc. This is how sense organs swa vishayeshu pravartamanani indriyani. So sense organs are of the nature of wandering towards, going towards their respective sense objects. Of those sense organs, swasva vishayeshu pravartamanana yadmanaha anuvidhiyate. Anuvidhiyate means what? Anupravartate. When sense organs go towards the respective sense objects, mind also goes following the sense organs. Anupravartate. Tadmanaha indriya vishaya vikalpane. Indriya vishaya vikalpane pravruttam manaha. That mind means what? Indriya vishaya vikalpane pravruttam manaha. So tadmanaha means what? Indriya vishaya vikalpane pravruttam manaha. What is it? Indriya vishaya vikalpane pravruttam manaha means the mind which has gone after indriya vishaya vikalpane pravruttam manaha, the mind which is involved in grasping, knowing, the perceiving, knowing, understanding the different sense objects. Vishaya vikalpanam means what? Understanding, knowing, perceiving the sense objects. Indriya vishaya vikalpane pravruttam manaha. The mind which is involved in grasping, understanding, knowing the objects. That mind, having known the objects, what does it do? Yatehe prajnam asya. Asya means of this person who makes efforts to master the mind. Yatehe prajnam harati. Prajna means what? Atma anatma viveka jam nashayati. Oh my God. That mind harati means takes away the discriminative understanding, the knowledge born of the discriminative understanding of atma and anatma. The knowledge born of the discriminative understanding of atma and anatma, this is what atma is, what anatma is, then that discriminative understanding gives a clear understanding what I am, what I am not also. Okay. The knowledge of the self being atma, born out of the discriminative understanding of what atma and anatma is. Atma anatma viveka jam prajnam nashayati harati. So here viveka ja is what? Prajna. What is prajna? Knowledge of what I am not. This is knowledge. I am consciousness atma. Other than consciousness, everything else is what? Anatma. Okay, this viveka ja prajna. So this knowledge of one's own self being atma, born as a result of the discriminative understanding of what atma is, what anatma is. Atma, that prajna, this mind which goes, which is involved in knowing the objects perceived through sense organs, this mind really actually takes away, robs away that knowledge. Harati means what? Takes him into what? It really it makes the knowledge nothing. It drops away the knowledge. That knowledge will not be available for use anymore. That's the idea. Nashayati means what? What is, how does it nashayati? That knowledge, the knowledge will be clouded, become clouded. That knowledge will not be available for one to use it, to enjoy the benefit of it. One cannot enjoy the benefit of the knowledge. One cannot make use of the knowledge because the knowledge will not be available. Why? This completely, the mind is totally involved in enjoying, knowing, grasping the objects of the sense organs. Is it clear? Katham nashayati katham harati vayuhu navam iva ambasi. Ambasi means what? Ambas sakaranta shabdha. Ambas is udakam. Ambasi, locative case. So udake, ambasi, vayuhu navam ambasi iva, udake iva. Just as the wind draws the, sorry, pushes the ship on the waters, the boat on the waters. Jigamishatam. Jigamishatam margat udhrutya. Unmarge yatha vayuhu navam pravartayati. Okay, wind pushing the ship, boat or ship means what? Jigamishitam margat. From the road in which it wants to go. Jigamishatam margat. From the path which is supposed to be going, which is desirable. Okay, from the desirable track, from the path and the route which is desirable, in which one we want to go from that path, udhrutya, taking the ship away from the route it's supposed to go, unmarge, it yatha navam pravartayati, it distracts the ship from the right route to the wrong route. Unmarge vayuhu navam pravartayati. The wind makes the ship move in a wrong route, lifting it from ashputti, from the right route, the desirable route. Jigamishatam margat udhrutya. Unmarge yatha vayuhu navam pravartayati. It is supposed to go some other direction. Now the ship goes some other direction. Why? The wind caused the change of the direction. Evam, in this manner, atma vishayam prajnam hritva, having robbed away the knowledge, the clear knowledge of one's own self being atma, atma vishayam prajnam hritva, mano vishaya vishayam karoti. Mano vishivishyam karoti. It makes the buddhi have the knowledge pertaining to the objects. Atma vishya prajna goes, then vishya vishya prajna is there. Mano vishya vishyam karoti. It makes that mind, makes the knowledge have the object of thought as the object of knowledge. Mano vishaya vishaya means object of thought. Mind, the distracted mind makes the knowledge of the object, which is the object of the thought. Get it? Mano vishaya vishayam prajnam karoti. Puram atma vishaya prajna asit. Atma vishaya prajna mano vishaya vishaya prajna bhavati. Atma was the object of thought before. Now object of knowledge before. now in the place of Atma, Anatma, Anatma object becomes the object of knowledge, because mind makes that object of thought to be the object of knowledge. Now Atma is no more the object of knowledge. In the place of Atma, object is filled. Because mind, the thought, object of thought in the mind is the sense organ, object, sense object. Therefore, the knowledge of the thought, the object of knowledge of also becomes what? Object only. No more Atma. This is called what? Distracting the attention from Atma to Anatma. Atma Vishya to Anatma Vishya. Mano Vishya. Object of thought becomes the object of knowledge. How? The mind which wanders after the sense organs goes towards the sense objects, and which becomes involved in perceiving and grasping the sense objects, naturally makes the, removes, robs away the knowledge of the self, born of this understanding of the Atma and Anatma, and converts that object of knowledge. It changes the in the place of Atma, it makes it places the object. Atma Vishyam Pragyam Hritva Mano Vishya Vishyam Karoti Manaha. This is what mind can do. Okay. The wind is so powerful. It can make the boat, the ship or boat, go from one direction to another direction. The same way, initially, the prajnayaha vishyaha. What was the object of knowledge here? Subject. Atma sarupam was the object of knowledge before. Now, in the place of Atma, Anatma vishya has been filled by the mind. The object of thought is made the object of knowledge by the mind, distracted mind. Got it? Very subtle teaching. This how, once my attention goes to the mind, the object, and the mind makes the knowledge also, knowledge is also only of the objects. Then what happens? Atma disappears. There is nasha. So here, indriyanam. Okay. Ambasi udake vayuhu navam iva. Yatha vayuhu jigamishatam margat udhrutya. Jigamishatam, and what it is this? Gantum iccha jigamisha. Gantum iccha jigamisha. Desire to go is jigamisha. Jigamishati means what? Wants to go. And jigamishat, jigamishan margaha means what? Jigamishatam margat means from the path which is intended to go. From the path which was intended to go through, from that path, from that route, it diverts the route of the ship. Udhrutya, divert the route of the ship from the intended route to unmarge. Unmarga means what? To the opposite direction. Navam pravartayati. It makes the ship move in the wrong direction. It makes the ship move in the wrong direction. Which? The wind. In this manner, manaha, atma vishyam pragyam hritva, having robbed away the knowledge, having the Atma as its subject matter, Vishya Vishyam Karoti, it makes the knowledge having object as its content. Now in the Buddhi, there is no Atma Jnanam, there is only Anatma Vishya Jnanam. That's what the mind does. Which mind? The mind which is not disciplined, which goes after sense objects. Okay. Yata tohyapi iti upanyastasya arthasya. See, upanyastam or upanyastaha arthaha. Upanyastaha arthaha means what? The teaching which was already given, presented. Upanyastaha arthaha means the teaching which already presented is upanyastaha arthaha. Yatato hyapi iti upanyastasya arthasya anekadha upapattim uktva tamcha artham upapadya upasamharati. Now Bhagavan says, Shankaracharya says here, Bhagavan concludes. Bhagavan upasamharati means Bhagavan concludes. Concludes what? The teaching. Shankaracharya says that Bhagavan concludes the teaching. Which teaching? The teaching which began from the 58th verse. Yatato hyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha. Okay, yatato hyapi iti upanyastasya arthasya anekadha upapattim uktva. Anekadha upapattim uktva. So upapattihi means actually reasoning. Anekadha in various ways. Anekadha in different ways. Upapattim uktva, having given, having mentioned the having given the reasoning in different ways. Anekada upapatti muktva, having given the reasoning in different ways. So anekada upapatti muktva tam artham upapadya upasamharati. Bhagavan concludes that teaching, the teaching of that topic of the importance of having mastery over one's mind and sense organs. So Bhagavan concludes the topic of the importance of having mastery over one's mind and sense organs, disciplining one's mind, preparing one's mind for jnanam, that teaching. Having explained the topic in various ways by giving appropriate reasoning, having given the reasoning in different ways, anekada upatti muktva tam artham upapadya, and having explained the teaching through explanation. Upapadya means having explained the teaching, which he began from 58th verse, Eto Hyapi, through reasoning given in various ways. Now Bhagavan at last concludes the topic. Upasamharati. यततः हि अपि यततोह्यपि इति उपन्यस्तस्य अर्थस्य अनेकदा उपपत्तिम् उक्त्वा तं च अर्थम् उपपाद्य उपसंहरति. हि डस् नाट् सिम्प्लि कन्क्लूड् द टापिक्, हि कन्क्लूड्स् द टापिक् हेविङ्ग् एक्स्प्लेन्ड् द टीचिङ्ग्, हेविङ्ग् गिवन् प्रापर् रीसनिङ्ग् इन् वेरियस् वेस्. The teaching of the importance of having mastery over our minds and sense organs, the mental preparation, and the teaching began from the 50th verse, that is etato hyapi onwards. Is it clear? Clear or not? उपन्यस्तस्य अर्थस्य अनेकधा उपपत्तिम् उक्त्वा तं च अर्थम् उपपाद्य उपसंहरति. उपपत्तिम् उक्त्वा उपपाद्य उपसंहरति. हैव यू एक्सप्लेन्ड्? ही कन्क्लूड्स् गिविंग वेरियस द रीजनिंग why we should have mastery over one's mind and sense organs, why we should have mental discipline. If we do not have mental discipline, what will be the consequence? All that he has been talking from that 58th verse, and now he concluded here. Okay, shall we go to the next verse now? Tasmat. Any doubt there? Can you go ahead? Tasmad yasya mahabaho nigrihitani sarvashah. Tasmad yasya mahabaho. So much you have to hear to make all possible efforts to be prayerful, to seek Bhagavan's grace, to be able to live a life of dharma. To be able to have mastery over our mind and sense organs, we need to pray to Bhagavan all the time, because so important. Only then anything is possible. The spiritual progress is possible only if we take care of the mind first, for which first thing you have to live strictly a life of values. Okay. Tasmad yasya mahabaho nigrihitani sarvashah indriyani indriyarthebhyah tasya prajna pratishthita. Tasmad yasya mahabaho nigrihitani sarvashah indriyani indriyarthebhyah tasya prajna pratishthita. All these words are only about the mental discipline, mental preparation, not only for attaining jnanam, even after having attained the jnanam, for assimilating the knowledge, ascertaining the teaching, mental discipline is important. Even after assimilate, even for enjoying the benefit of the knowledge, mental discipline is important. Therefore, Bhagavan says one has to take care of one's mental discipline, mental preparedness. Having said that, now he says, Tasmat, therefore, He Mahabaho, O mighty armed Arjuna, Tasmat, because of this reason, Sarvashaha, నిగృహీతాని ఇంద్రియాణి ఇంద్రియార్థేభ్యః యస్య ఇంద్రియాణి సర్వశః నిగృహీతాని యస్య ఇంద్రియాణి సర్వశః నిగృహీతాని ఇంద్రియార్థేభ్యః తస్య ప్రజ్ఞ ప్రతిష్ఠిత. నౌ దెర్ఫోర్ అర్జున, హూస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఫర్మ్, యస్య తస్య ప్రజ్ఞ ప్రతిష్ఠిత, ఇట్ ఈస్ దట్ పర్సన్స్ self-knowledge is firm, unshakable, beneficial. Whose knowledge? తస్య ప్రజ్ఞా ప్రతిష్ఠిత అన్షేకబుల్ ఫర్మ్ నాలెడ్జ్. ద పర్సన్ యస్య ఇంద్రియాణి, ద పర్సన్ హూ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఇంద్రియ అర్థేభ్య ఫ్రమ్ ద రెస్పెక్టివ్ సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ సర్వశః ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దర్ రెస్పెక్టివ్ సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ నిగృహీతాని హ్యావ్ బీన్ విత్డ్రాన్. ది పర్సన్ హూ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ టోటలీ విత్డ్రాన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద రెస్పెక్టివ్ సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ యస్య ఇంద్రియాణి సర్వశః ఇంద్రియ అర్థేభ్య నిగృహీతాని. ఇంద్రియార్థ మీన్స్ వాట్? సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్. యస్య ఇంద్రియాణి సర్వశః ఇంద్రియ అర్థేభ్య నిగృహీతాని. ది పర్సన్ హూ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ విత్డ్రాన్ టేకన్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ ది సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ టు టేక్ ది సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ అవే ది సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ వన్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ మాస్టరీ ఓవర్ వన్స్ మైండ్. అండర్స్టాండ్? టు హ్యావ్ మాస్టరీ ఓవర్ వన్స్ మైండ్ వన్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ వైరాగ్యం, డిస్పాషన్, డిటాచ్మెంట్. టు హ్యావ్ డిటాచ్మెంట్ అండ్ డిస్పాషన్ వన్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ వివేక, డిస్క్రిమినేటివ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్. డోంట్ ఫీల్ టైర్డ్, ఓకే? ఐ యూ టైర్డ్? దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ డ్రిల్లింగ్, ఓకే? డ్రిల్లింగ్. యూ కుడ్ ఈవెన్ ఇన్ డీప్ స్లీప్ ఈవెన్ మిడ్ నైట్ యూ ఓకెన్ అప్ నాస్ట్ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ విల్ నాట్ మేక్ మిస్టేక్స్. దీస్ ఆర్ శ్రద్ధాస్, భక్తి. ఇన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ రియల్ భక్తి రియలీ బికమ్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఓన్లీ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ టీచింగ్. సో యస్య ఇంద్రియాణి సర్వశః ఇంద్రియ అర్థేభ్య నిగృహీతాని తస్య ప్రజ్ఞా ప్రతిష్ఠిత. ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ హావ్ బీన్ విత్డ్రాన్ ఫ్రమ్ దర్ సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఫర్ గుడ్ మీన్స్ ద పర్సన్ ఇస్ నో మోర్ డస్ నాట్ సీ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఎనీమోర్ యాజ్ రియల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్. ఫర్ హిమ్ ఆల్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆర్ వాట్? మిథ్యా. దే ఆర్ నాట్ రియలీ దేర్ రాస్ దో బికాస్ అతని షీఈస్ టోటలీ ప్లేస్డ్ ఇన్ ఆత్మస్వరూపం. అండ్ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్స్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈస్ ఫర్మ్, తస్య ప్రజ్ఞ ప్రతిష్ఠిత. వెరీ నైస్. దిస్ నీడ్స్ సమ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్. టెల్ యూ అగైన్, ఇంద్రియాణాం ప్రవృత్తౌ దోషః ఉపపాదితః. ఇంద్రియాణాం ప్రవృత్తౌ దోషః ఉపపాదితః. See, upapaditaha means what? Was brought to light. What was brought to light? The defect in thoughtlessly indulging in sense objects through sense organs. Indriyanam pavruttau doshah upapaditaha. The problem happening as a result of involvement, the function of sense organs. Sense organs can go towards sense objects. What else can they do? The sense organs can go, but still one must have mastery over the sense organs. By having mastery over one's mind, రాగద్వేష వియుక్త ఇంద్రియాః, ద ఇంద్రియాస్ మస్ట్ బి బ్యాక్డ్ బై ది మైండ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ రాగద్వేషస్. దెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో ప్రాబ్లమ్. అదర్వైజ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇంద్రియాణాం ప్రవృత్తో దోషః ఉపపాదితః. ద డిఫెక్ట్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ ఇన్ ఎంటర్టైనింగ్, ఇన్ mind which goes after sense organs, which wander after its objects. Tasmat yasya yate he mahabaho, o mighty armed Arjuna, yasya yate he, the person of rest, the person of disciplined minded person, renunciate, whose sense organs, ఎస్ ఇంద్రియాణి నిగృహీతాని సర్వశః சர்வஷக சர்வ பிரகாரேஹி பை ஆல் மீன்ஸ் சர்வ பிரகாரேஹி எஸ் இந்திரியாணி நிகிருஹீதானி மானசாதி பேதைஹி சர்வ பிரகாரேஹி மனசாதி பேதைஹி. Do you all have that word expression? Manasadi bedehi. Sarva prakarehi manasadi bedehi. You all have? Okay. Sarva prakarehi manasadi bedehi. Manasadi bedaha means what? Manasam means manasam. Vachikam, oral, kayikam. You would take manasadi bedaha is equal to manasam, vachikam, kayikam. All three forms of activities. Manasadi bedaha means manasam karma, vachikam karma, kayikam karma. Physical, oral, mental activities. Manasadi bedaha is equal to different activities, physical, oral, mental. All activities. இந்திரியாணி இந்திரிய அர்த்தேப்யஹ சப்தாதிப்யஹ நிகிருஹீதானி. சோ தி பர்சன் ஹூஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் ஹாவ் பீன் வித்ட்ரான் டோட்டலி த ரெஸ்பெக்டிவ் சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் தேர்பை whose withdrawn means what? Whose all activities, physical or mental activities, also made disciplined. His knowledge is firm. The objects do not become the object of his speech. Objects do not become objects of his thought. Objects do not become objects of his enjoyment. Understand? The objects of enjoyment, kayika sambandhi indri vishyaha. Vachikam, oral activity, manasam. The objects are no more objects of thought, objects of body, objects of speech also. Which means attention of the mind has been withdrawn from sense objects totally. That's the meaning. Understand? It is an explanation. I will do it next class. Okay? I think I need to do 68th verse. I need to explain again. Some books may not have some certain words here. But anyway, I will clarify it next week. Let us take that way, the 68th verse has to be done. See, what important lesson here. Even after having done Shravanam and Mananam also, if one has to enjoy the benefit of knowledge, knowledge has to be ascertained. So ascertainment, and also for enjoying the benefit of knowledge, one still has to be very careful. One must have really very good mastery over one's mind and sense organs. Otherwise, even after jnanam, it's very mind to go after sense organs and drag the intellect towards the sense objects. It can remove the atma swarup of vishya. It can fill the jagat vishya. It can be the object world of objects. Finished. Okay, all efforts become what? Waste. That's why I must be very careful. That is the teaching here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.